You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky! It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucers. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 614-914-5001. Or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. So for today's show, we're going to talk about the best beaches in the Caribbean and the world. In the second half of the show, we'll have Sandals and Beaches BDM Paige Morlock talking to us about all the great beaches in Sandals and at Beaches Resorts. All Sandals Resorts are located on six of the most gorgeous islands in the region, famous for its endless white sand and beautiful in their own way, from private islands to secluded hideaways with spectacular sunrises and sunsets that dazzle. Did you know every Sandals is located on the leeward side of the island with the calmest waters perfect for leisure swims and with hammocks suspended over crystal clear waters? And they have innovative over-the-water bars and accommodations with breathtaking ocean views plus unique pools right at water's edge. Sandals Resorts truly captures the essence of a Caribbean beach resort, and we'll get into that more in the second half of the show. But first, I want to talk about Disney Resorts has just laid off 28,000 workers. I repeat, Disney Resort has just laid off 28,000 workers. And it's all due to this coronavirus. It's all due to the coronavirus. For 6 months, Disney has kept tens of thousands of theme park workers on furlough with full health care benefits in hopes that a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel would appear. On Tuesday, Disney conceded that none was coming. The company's theme park division said it would eliminate 28,000 jobs in the U.S. Theme parks will account for most of the layoffs, although Disney Cruise Lines and Disney's retail stores would also be affected. The chairman of Disney Parks, Experiences and Products said in an email to cast members, "As heartbreaking as it is to take this action, this is the only feasible option we have in light of the prolonged impact of COVID-19 on our business, including limited capacity due to physical distancing requirements and the continued uncertainty regarding the duration of the pandemic. About 67% of the layoffs will involve part-time jobs that pay by the hour. However, executives and salary workers will also be among those laid off. Disney theme parks in California, Florida employed roughly 110,000 people before the pandemic, and the job cuts will come from both resorts. That's very unfortunate that happened or is happening. Disney is a great company to work for. But unfortunately, this pandemic has taken its toll on a lot of businesses today. And just so you know, Uber, speaking of layoffs, Uber and Lyft drivers Seattle is the second major U.S. city after New York to approve a minimum wage for Uber and Lyft drivers, requiring the companies to pay drivers roughly a $16 minimum pay. And I put in here, coming soon to a city near you. So under the law, effective in January, ride-hailing companies must pay a sum roughly equivalent after expenses to the city's 16 minimum hourly wage for businesses with more than 500 employees. The pandemic has exposed the fault lines in our systems of worker protection, leaving many frontline workers like gig workers without a safety net. And this is the mayor of Seattle that is saying this. The Seattle law passed in a 9-0 vote is part of a wave of attempts by cities and states to regulate gig economy transportation services. And it is modeled on what New York City passed in 2018. And last year, California approved laws effectively requiring Uber and Lyft to classify drivers as employees rather than independent contractors, which will assure them of protections like a minimum wage, overtime pay, workers' compensation, and unemployment insurance. The companies are backing an initiative on the November ballot that would exempt the drivers from this California law. So those are just two of the things going on today. But again, in the second half of the show, we're going to discuss the greatest beaches in the Caribbean and the world, and we have a special call-in guest. She is the BDM for Sandals and Beaches Resort, so stay tuned for the second half of the show. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And our travel tip for today is the 10 biggest mistakes to avoid when checking in or out of a hotel. Now, we all stay in hotels, and this article suggests that there are ways to check into the hotel to get the most of that hotel. And it gives us the 10 biggest mistakes to avoid when checking in and out of hotels. Travel logistics in general can be a major source of stress while on vacation. It's when we're rushing through airports, out of hotel rooms, or off to dinner reservations that things get overlooked or lost. The easiest antidote, which is challenging when you're in transit, is to simply slow down, take the extra few minutes that you usually don't want to spare, and this will help you keep everything organized on the road. There's no reason to check out of a hotel room, finish packing, search for your travel documents, and call for Uber all at the same time. Focus on one thing at a time and give yourself room to breathe instead of overscheduling. And you'll ultimately avoid some of the classic mistakes travelers make. So when it comes to staying in a hotel, there are some definite do's and don'ts to follow that will make your travels even more enjoyable. We outline the 10 biggest mistakes to avoid when checking in and out of your hotel. Not asking about resort fees is the first mistake to make. The last thing you want on vacation is to fall victim to hidden fees. But sometimes the built-in additional costs like resort fees are impossible to get around. For example, if you travel to Las Vegas and stay in Las Vegas, every hotel has resort fees. But sometimes the built-in additional costs like resort fees will just raise your budget up. And the best thing you can do is to be forewarned about these fees so you can budget them into the cost of your room rate. Always ask if the resort fees are optional. And resort fees covers things like using the swimming pool or fax machines and things like that. So some places may waive it, some places may not. Not requesting an early check-in or late checkout. When booking your hotel, remember that a few properties are making moves to nix the typical check-in and check-out rules. When requesting an early check-in or late checkout, it's best to be flexible about your room type, as it may increase the likelihood that the hotel will be able to comply with your requests. We found that early check-in and late checkout is as easy as asking nicely about checking in early or checking out late. And we found it's just that easy. And be willing to trade a particular room type for early or late access. Not asking for a specific room if you're a light sleeper. Always be aware of your sleeping preference when traveling. This is, after all, your time to recuperate and relax. If your sleeping habits dictate the type of room you'll be happiest in, speak up. So if you're a light sleeper, always ask for a room far from the elevator on a high floor facing the least busy street or courtyard. So that's tip number 3, not asking for a specific room if you're a light sleeper. Tip number 4, forgetting to do a final sweep of your room. Do you ever stop before leaving your house and whisper wallet, phone, keys to yourself? If you don't, but are consistently at a loss as to where your personal belongings are, it might be a good time to start. The same wallet, phone, key principle applies when you're checking out of a hotel room. Go through a mental checklist and do a walkthrough of your room before leaving. You know, I can't count all the device charges I've left in hotel rooms. So now you can make sure to look at every outlet during your final sweep of the room. Not providing your contact information at checkout. Doing check-in, leave your email address and ask that your folio be sent to you after checkout. This way you can skip checkout and walk out of the hotel room knowing you've had a chance to review any charges later on your own schedule. That might be important for other reasons also, that you give them your information during checkout, in case, and I would suggest that you also give them your cell phone number in case something happens to your room while you're out on vacation. Not leaving a tip for the housekeeping staff before checkout. We instantly tip servers, bartenders, hairstylists, cab drivers, leaving gratuities for the housekeeping staff at a hotel should be a second nature as well. If you've forgotten to tip housekeeping daily during your stay, the best thing to do is leave a tip in the room before you check out. I always make sure to leave a tip for the cleaning staff. They do as much as anyone to make sure you have a great stay. And that is tip number 6. So waiting in line to check out if you're crunched for time. Traveling in 2020 means not having to stand in line at the front of a desk to check out. Your responsibility is to vacate the room on time, whether that's at the designated checkout time or previously agreed upon late checkout. You also need to ensure that you have a way to review your bill and that the hotel staff has a credit card on file for any room charges. If you prefer to review your bill in person or you need to switch the billing information, on the room, you should line up for checkout. But if you followed our tip to give an email address and card upon check-in, you're welcome just to head out. And don't forget to leave your key cards in the room or hand them to someone on your way out so the hotel can reuse the plastic. That is tip number 7. Tip number 8 is forgetting to look at an itemized bill upon exit. If you're worried that the hotel will not email you a bill or that you won't see it because your email box is in a mess, then ignore the last tip and leave yourself extra time to review the bill. Give yourself time to review the bill. Okay, not asking nicely for an upgrade. We are all very much in the camp of asking for an upgrade. If there's an opportunity to do so politely on the day of arrival, the front desk would have a lot of discretion to assign rooms. They likely will have a few nicer rooms that they have to put someone in so that someone could be used, so ask nicely. And then the last tip is overpaying for an upgrade at check-in. You know, we all want upgrades, but we need to make sure that we're not overpaying. So the song and dance of getting an upgrade at a hotel is not unlike trying to qualify for upgrade with your preferred airlines. In either instance, you want to put in the request as soon as you can, and you should have a threshold for the amount you'll be willing to pay. If it comes up, we recommend offering a reasonable amount for upgrade. Our rule of thumb is 10% of what you paid for the upgrade. So we just covered 10 travel tips to avoid when checking in and out of a hotel. The first one is not asking about resort fees. The second one is not requesting an early check-in or late check-out. The third one is not asking for a specific room if you're a light sleeper. The fourth one, when you're getting ready to leave your room, check out of your room, forgetting to do a final sweep of your room. The fifth one is not providing your contact information at check-in. The sixth one is next, not leaving a tip for the housekeeping staff before checkout. The seventh one is waiting in line to check out if you're crunched for time. Number 8 is forgetting to look at an itemized bill upon exit. Number 9 is not asking nicely for an upgrade. And number 10 is overpaying for upgrade at checkout. So because of the COVID-19, I will get back to traveling in October. And the first stop I'm making is in French Lick, Indiana, where I will do a tour of the resort. I think that's October 12th, 13th. And 14th, and then come back that Thursday and do a radio show about the resort. And I would definitely use all the tips I just gave you. My second travel date is November 9th, flying to Las Vegas, and I'm doing a tour of Las Vegas. I believe it's November 9th through the 12th, come back that Thursday, and talk about it on the radio show. So those are two destinations that I will be visiting. And then sometime in December, I will visit New Orleans during the holidays to do a tour of New Orleans. So those are all the stops we're making to come back and talk about on the radio show, because cruises, you won't be cruising until 2021. And I'm kind of afraid to go to a lot of different places. So French Lick, Indiana has invited me down there. Las Vegas has invited me down there. So those are things that we're going to talk about on the radio show in the month of October and November. So today's show is about Sandals and Resorts, Sandals and Beaches Resorts. Sandals and Beaches Resorts, they have the best beaches in the Caribbean and the world. And we have a call-in guest that'll call in the second half of the show. And she is the business development manager from Sandals and Beaches. Her name is Paige Morlock. And she will be calling in the second half of the show to discuss Sandals and Beaches. But we also have, if you want to learn more about Sandals and Beaches, and we'll talk about this more in the second half of the show, you can register for our Sandals and Beaches VIP night. And it's a webinar. It's with myself and Paige Morlock, the BDM from Sandals and Beaches. It's on October 14th, and it's at 7:45. And there's a link that you can go to, and I'll post a link on our It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page that you can sign up for it. And you can learn more about beaches and Sandals Resorts. And Paige does a very good job at describing all the things going on with Sandals and Beaches. And we have videos in the second half of the show that will get you enthused about staying at a beaches and Sandals Resort. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. So the coronavirus is here, COVID-19. Things may open up in the first half of 2021. And so where do you plan to travel to in 2021? Now's the time to get the best rates and to get the best prices. So if you want to plan your vacation for 2021, or even plan a vacation for late 2020, give us a call at Taya Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362, and we can help you plan your vacation. We talked earlier in the show about Disney laying off 28,000 people. One of the things that I didn't understand that Delta did to keep from laying people off was they used their frequent flyer program as collateral to get a loan. So that way Delta didn't lay off a lot of people versus United, who laid off a lot of people and didn't use their frequent flyer program as a collateral to get a loan. So Delta did it a little bit differently. United laid off a lot of people, lots of people. And it's truly going to affect the travel industry in a few different ways. So, again, in the second half of the show, the second half of It's Your Time to Travel, which is on Talktainment Radio, we're going to discuss the best beaches in the Caribbean and the world with special call-in guest Paige Morlock, and she's the BDM for Sandals and Beaches Resorts. So stay tuned for that. She has three videos that she would like to share with you. The first video is Innovation is the Water at Sandals South Coast. Water is the inspiration of everything magnificent at Sandals South Coast. And that resort, which is in the south of Jamaica, is set along a two-mile stretch of Jamaica's South Coast, where everything has been artfully designed to embrace the coastline. The second video, she talks about beaches and the platinum protocol of cleanliness at beaches. And we know that the sun, sea, and fresh air are the best medicine of all, and to give you peace of mind while you're experiencing new adventures and creating wonderful new memories together, beaches has once again set a new standard of excellence with our platinum protocol of cleanliness. So she'll get into that into the second half, and she will also get into the vacation of a lifetime at the world's best all-inclusive resort. There are endless reasons why Sandals Resorts has been deemed the best all-inclusive resort in the world. Time and time again, it's simply really Sandals has spent nearly 40 years bringing guests the very best of everything. And Paige would also talk about that in the second half of the show. So just take a couple minutes. I wonder what everybody's thoughts were on the debate on Tuesday. If you go to my Talktainment Radio page, I wrote an article on there about the reason why you need to vote. There's a reason why you need to vote. And a lot of things, you know, after the debate was over, they talked about a lot of things. But one of the things that none of the publications talked about, and I researched a lot of publications, is the fact that President Trump said that sensitivity training is racist. And so if you wonder why police is beating everybody up, and because our president doesn't believe in sensitivity training. And it's important that we take the time to register. I know that in Ohio, the last day to register is October the 5th. That you take time to register and you get out to vote, because you know, when you talk about not having sensitivity training, it really hurts. So just if you go to my It's Your Time to Travel page, you can see the article on there that I wrote about why we need to vote and why we need to get out and vote for this election. And I know in the state of Ohio, the last day to register is October the 5th, if you have not already registered. And I also learned today that the governor is sending out absentee ballots to every registered voter. So check your mailbox for that. And it doesn't matter how you vote. If you vote in person, absentee ballots, early voting, just get out and vote. So today on It's Your Time to Travel, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the best beaches in the Caribbean, in the world. And it's Sandals and Beaches Resorts, and we have a special call-in guest, the BDM from Sandals, Paige Morlock. As the month goes on, we have special call-in guests every show that we're doing for the month of October. We have a guy calling in from French Lick Resorts that I'm going to visit around the 12th of October. And the last Thursday of the month, we have the BDM from Antigua calling in to talk about Antigua and Barbados. So we have a lot of calling guests calling in. Royal Caribbean has contacted me. They want to be on the show. We're also going to do a show about private charters. So now with everything going on with the coronavirus, we're finding out that private charters are very affordable for everyday people. So that's something else we're going to talk about in shows coming up in the future. Look Up in the Sky is a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's Ash Kickin.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Look Up in the Sky is a superhero of travel with Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And our topic for today is the best beaches in the Caribbean in the world with special calling guest Paige Morlock, BDM for Sandals and Beaches Resorts. All Sandals Resorts are located on six of the most gorgeous islands in a region famous for its endless white sand. And they're beautiful in their own way, from private islands to secluded hideaways with spectacular sunrises and sunsets that dazzle. And did you know that every Sandals is located on the leeward side of the island with the calmest waters, perfect for leisure swims? And with hammocks suspended over crystal clear waters. And they also have innovative over the water bars and accommodations with breathtaking ocean views, plus unique right at water's edge Sandals Resorts truly captures the essence of the Caribbean beach. And we have a special guest calling in. It's Paige Morlock. She is the BDM, Business Development Manager for Sandals and Beaches. She is currently located in Cincinnati, but travels all over the world, travels all over Ohio to visit Sandals Travel Advisors. She loves that she gets to be part of this Ohio team and Tyus Tours and Travel, and she builds relationships while educating others on the resorts. So she should be calling in.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Paige. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. How is things going?
Oh, they're going good. It's been a busy couple of weeks, but I think that's a good thing. I think people are ready to get back out there and start traveling again.
Great.
How are things with you?
Everything's going great, and the same thing is happening with me. A lot of people are inquisitive about getting out and travel in 2021, and so I'm starting to get a lot of inquiries and calls from vendors wanting
to
deal with me. So I'm absolutely going through the same thing. So
awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
So what's going? What's new with sandals?
Well, we did just reopen today on Sandals South Coast in Jamaica, and then Sandals Grenada also reopened today. So that's super exciting. And Sandals South Coast in Jamaica, they just put in new. It's called South Seas Rondeval Village, which are swim up butler suites. It's just a private lagoon, and there's also a new Dutch village.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah.
Like you're getting an echo.
Am I?
Yeah. So there's something around you that you need to turn down.
I'm just sitting on my phone. Let me hold on 1 second.
Yeah. So can we show the video for the Innovation is in the Water at Sandals South Beach, why Paige talks about it. Yeah, and we know the Sandals South Coast is set along a 2-mile stretch of Jamaica's South Coast where everything has been designed to embrace the coastline. And every innovation at Sandals South Coast has been influenced by water. So, Paige, you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm not sure. Is that better?
It's
kind of echoing. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, just go ahead. We'll like we'll get through it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Like I was saying, just open today. The Dutch bill is perfect for water level, water lovers, and then also there's Latitude, which is an over the water.
So Paige, do you have your phone on speaker?
I don't know.
Okay, because there's still a real bad echo. Yes.
All right.
Okay. So Paige is going to give us a call back. Our connection was bad, but that gives us a chance to start the video for the innovation is in the water at Sandals South Coast. And this is an amazing place. It's totally amazing. Every innovation at Sandals South Coast has been influenced by water. The exotic over-the-water butler bungalows, an over-the-water bar, over-the-water serenity wedding chapel. And now Sandals has added even more water to the mix. The brand new South Seas Village is all about the healing powers of water. Guests can swim up to an exotic rendezvous, the first of its kind anywhere, and we're showing it now on the video, or take a dip in their own private plunge pool and the newly reimagined beachfront Dutch village. So, and right now we're showing it on video. Paige, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. You still there, Paige? So you can take a dip in your own private plunge pool, and the newly reimagined beachfront Dutch village offers Sandals' first ever luxury level rooms with beachfront views. Butler. So if you ever stayed in a place that had butler service, it is totally unbelievable. Paige, are you still there? And at Beaches South Coast, they have butler level service, and it's they have the Caribbean's longest zero entry river pool that guests can access from the comfort of their private patios. So come discover the seductive pleasures of water in a secluded destination where every luxury has been created for your pure bliss. And you can visit www.tyustures.com to book your stay today. And right now on the video, they're showing some of the south coast that stretches along Jamaica's 2 Mile Island. The south coast is 2 miles of sandy beach. So that's Sandals South Beach. Just an awesome place to stay. It's very secluded. It's on the southern end of Jamaica. And this place is just totally amazing. So, Paige, are you there? Did we lose Paige? She's there? Okay. So, they're adding water to Sandals South Coast. And it talks about how important water is. The exotic over-the-water Butler bungalows is one of the things that they talk about. An over-the-water bar, over-the-water serenity, wedding chapel, and now Sandals has added even more water to the mix. The brand new South Sea Village is about the healing power of water. Guests can swim up to an exotic rendezvous, the first of their kind anyplace. So, and the reason why we're doing all this is because on October 4th, I'm having a webinar with Paige. It's at 7:45 on Wednesday, October the 14th. It's at 7:45. And there's a link that is posted on my website at www.tyustures.com. And also I'll post a link on It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page, that you can sign up for the webinar and learn more about Sandals and Beaches. So Beaches Platinum, Paige, you there? Beaches Platinum Protocol of Cleanliness. We know that the sun, sea, and fresh air are the best medicine of all. And to give you peace of mind while you're experiencing new adventures and creating wonderful new memories together, Beaches has once again set a new standard of excellence with our Platinum Protocol of Cleanliness. And here's what we're doing to help your family stay safe while enjoying paradise. So Beaches and Sandals has developed a Platinum Protocol of Cleanliness to ensure that your stay in their resorts are not only enjoyable, but is safe and clean. We're having technical difficulties with our calling guests.
I'm here, but I'm not sure why it's echoing.
Okay. Paige, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, so did you want to talk about Sandals South Coast real fast?
I can't really hear you over the video if you're speaking to me.
Can you hear me? So next is the vacation of a lifetime at the world's best all-inclusive resort. There are endless reasons why Sandals Resorts have been deemed the best all-inclusive resort in the world. Time and time again, it's simple. Really, Sandals has spent nearly 40 years bringing guests to the very best of everything. Find never-ending activities from golf legend Greg Norman, design greens, to scuba diving the best coral reefs in the world. And dining at any of the resorts is a 5-star global gourmet chef design cuisine at up to 16 restaurants per resort, and all bars pour only premium brand liquors for those seeking the romantic luxury vacation of a lifetime. Sandals offers Love Nest Butler Suites. So right now in the video, they're showing all the protocols that's going on with Sandals and Beaches. And they're showing all their extra care that they're giving to ensure that your stay is safe and clean. And this is a new level of clean. So Sandals again is leading the industry on everything they do, and certainly with their platinum the platinum protocol of cleanliness is also leading the industry. And then
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the next video will talk about the vacation of a lifetime at the world's best all-inclusive resort. And again, Paige and I are having a VIP night October the 14th. You can register to sign up. It's a virtual webinar, and you can learn more about Beaches and Sandals Resorts. And it's on Wednesday, October the 14th at 7:45. We have a link available. I'll make that link available on my, it is available on my website if you go to Sandals, and is also available, it will be available on my It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page. And again, that is Wednesday, October the 14th. So if we can talk about the vacation of a lifetime at the world's best all-inclusive resort. And the videos on now is showing all the great things happening at Sandals Resorts. It's simply, Sandals has spent nearly 40 years bringing guests to the very best of everything. And when they say everything is all-inclusive, everything is all-inclusive. You can find never-ending activities from golf, scuba diving, 5-star global gourmet chef design cuisine at up to 16 restaurants per resort, and all bars pour only premium brand liquors. And for those seeking the romantic luxury vacation of a lifetime, Sandals offers Love Nest Butler Suites. So we're having some technical difficulty. Paige is fading in and out. I don't know why we're having that problem, but we're having a little problem with that. Paige, are you there?
I am. Yep.
Okay. You can jump in anytime.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of go ahead and touch on a little bit of the resort. You were doing a great job kind of speaking to how it's exclusive.
Okay.
Jamaica has 6 family resorts and then 2 beaches resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Montego Bay is our flagship resort that was built in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sandals Royal Caribbean. This is home of the first over-the-water bungalows. Sandals South Coast, like I said, it reopened today, which is super exciting with the new addition. Sandals Negril, the capital of casual. 7 Mile Beach, just a stone's throw away from the water. Seafood here, a lot of dining with that. A lot of open-air dining. The beach, definitely would recommend that if you're leaving Ohio to go to Sandals Negril and get a room that faces the beach.
Mm-hmm.
sandals OG is trendy when you want it. Definitely, it's kind of the young and hip entertainment, kind of the Becca of sandals. Sandals Royal Plantation is a Butler boutique resort, and it was a resort that sits on the back of a cliff, kind of, and everyone here gets a Butler with views of the water, as it is a Butler boutique, all Butler suites. Beaches Nacreau is a family-oriented location, like I said. Beaches is for families and children, where Sandals is just for two people. Beaches Nacreau is family-oriented. It's also on the 7 Mile Beach. Calm waters and sunsets to die for with a water park here. And then Beaches Ocho's Rios is also family-oriented with a huge water park here, too. It was voted among the top 10 best beach resorts by Parents Magazine. 22 acres of lush tropical gardens here and a gorgeous private white beach. And then moving on to the Bahamas, there's two resorts, one on Nassau, one on Exuma. Nassau's a little more the hustle and bustle with shopping, casinos. Exuma is a little more high-end clientele. So Sandals were a bohemian and sitting on Nassau, and it has its own private island even. It's a romantic little getaway, definitely relaxing for two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandals Emerald Bay, this one's located in Exuma. This is club or butler only, as there is three different levels at Sandals. It's entry, club, and butler. There's 249 total rooms at Sandals Emerald Bay, 11 dining options, which is 23 rooms per restaurant. That's honestly important in this industry. And if you're in Exuma staying at this resort, I recommend swimming with the pigs. And Grand Antigua is a 10-minute transfer from the airport, one of the more romantic resorts, just won an award for Best All-Inclusive. And then St. Lucia has three resorts, the Grand St. Lucian, which is number one for honeymooners. It's a gorgeous mix of island and ocean. It sits on a peninsula, and backside is ocean, the other side is Caribbean water. Sandals Regency La Talk is a glamorous resort with cliffside views, but also has rooms by the beach. Halcyon Beach is the smallest resort of these three. It's definitely tranquil, peaceful, and calm. Grenada, this, like I mentioned, this is also a resort that just reopened today. It's a very South Pacific property, just minutes from the airport, one of the sexiest resorts. And Barbados, there's two in Barbados, just a 15-minute transfer from the airport. Sandals Barbados has a very zen feel to it, great for nature lovers, powder white beaches. This is the first 5-star property. And then Sandals Royal Barbados, this has a rooftop pool, one of the largest infinity edge and glass front pools, and has rendezvous suites here as well. The perfect getaway for two people, kind of just trying to escape the everyday hustle and bustle. And then Beaches, Turks and Caicos. This is also for families. 12-mile beach left by clear turquoise waters. And there's 10 pools here. It's a great getaway. But, yeah, so that's all the resorts, kind of just in a quick summary. Three beaches locations, and like I said, that is for families, and mm-hmm. Sandals is for everyone else, people in love, two people to a room. And like I mentioned, there is three different levels, luxury, which is entry level, club level includes room service, in-room stock bar, and 24-hour access to club lounge concierge, and butler is highest level of service. And the butlers are amazing. They're trained by Guild of Professional English Butlers, and honestly will do anything you can imagine. Put a cooler together for you before you go to the beach, draw you up a bath. They really just go above and beyond to make sure you're pleased and happy. And we even do offer some luxury transfers. And also, of course, we do on-site weddings with plenty of different plans and plenty of different options there. So it's all inclusive all the time. It's truly luxury. Tons of things to do, land sports, water sports. Obviously, like you were mentioning, the Greg Norman design courses.
Yes.
For golfing, scuba diving, of course, and then unlimited pours of Robert Mondavi wine, top liquors, beer,
awesome Eats Up, five-star global gourmet dining. Up to 16 specialty restaurants per resort with farm-to-table ingredients. And, yes, this is all included. So you really can't go wrong with booking a vacation with you, Risky, at one of these resorts. So I can't wait to do our VIP night where we can kind of touch even closer base and more detail on these resorts.
Right, and the VIP night is October the 14th at 7:45.
Yes.
If you contact us at 866-547-5362, I can give you the link. The link right now is https://attendee.gotowebinar.com/register/836030749594493390. But I will post that on our It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page. So if you want to join the webinar and find out more about Sandals and Beaches Resorts, Paige and I will be there. Right, Paige?
That's right. I can't wait.
I can't wait. Now, is space limited for that?
What was that?
Is it's a virtual webinar, so is space limited? Is there just so many people that can join in?
No, I've never ran into that problem, but I want to say more in the 50, 60 range,
okay.
Maybe. But
okay.
I've never ran into that
okay. Okay.
issue, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, if you want to learn more about Sandals and Beaches Resorts, you can register for Sandals and Beaches VIP night with myself and Paige. And again, that's October the 14th. And we'll have different places that you can register for that. It'll be on my website. If you go to my website and go all the way down to the bottom, there's a link there to Sandals. You can actually go on my website. And Sandals is on my website, and we'll also post it on It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page. So, Paige, is there anything else you want to talk about in the last 30 seconds?
I mean, you touched a good amount. I touched a good amount. I feel like just kind of the basics of it. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, things are reopening back up. Kind of keep an eye out for promos. We post those on the website, and I send them over to you. Obviously, we talked about the weekly
right.
newsletter, so
right.
definitely great opportunities for people to hop onto there. And also, when we do our VIP night, there will be booking incentives, too, for people who book through you. So
oh, fantastic.
That's a great perk we'll go over as well.
Right. Sorry for the difficulty in the beginning of the show, but... I will send you a copy of everything that we talked about. It's live on YouTube now after the show is over, and then I'll send you the entire radio show when that actually comes up, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
All right. That was Paige Morlock from Sandals. She's the BDM for Ohio. And she travels all over Ohio, building relationships and educating people on Sandals and Beaches Resorts. Great interview, Paige. Fantastic interview. Thank you very much. So, coming up in the first, well, we talked about in the first half of the show, we talked about where Sandals is located. Every Sandals is located on the leeward side of the island with the calmest waters perfect for leisure swims and with hammocks suspended over crystal waters. So, look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainment Radio. .com radio the way it should be heard.